Joe, we'll get on to the football in a moment, but it's been a week since we lost the great man Ollie Horgan. I'm sure you've seen the tributes and respect that's flooded his way in the past week, and it's been lovely to see. Hopefully it's providing some comfort to the family, knowing how loved he was all around the country. You had a personal relationship with Ollie over the years, Joe. What are your memories of him?
Yeah, and look, I was very fortunate to be able to attend Ollie's funeral on Monday. And, you know, I think it was a celebration of all things that was good about Ollie. It was such a positive day. You know, normally when we go to things like that, it's sadness. But, you know, Ollie's families and friends turned out in force. There was a great turnout from all the connections that he had in Donegal, like from St Union School to Fannett United to, you know, I've seen a fairly formidable former players that played for Ollie there. They were represented at Finn Harps and at the Irish schools. And, you know, it was a who's who that was there from the League of Ireland and the FAI. You know, all facets of Ollie's life were celebrated. And depending on where you knew Ollie, he had so many different traits that came out. But I think the one that came out so much was just such a genuine guy and such a good man he was, that he was a top fella, you know. And the man that we would see so often on the sidelines getting yellow cards from referees was only one facet of what Ollie was. He was such a well-respected man. And when you think about it, that the president of our country turns up at your funeral, I think that's a mark of the respect that Ollie was held with throughout the country. I know they're both Galway, were associated with Galway United, but, you know, that's the level where Ollie was respected. And I think the amount of people that made such a special effort to turn up over the weekend at his wake and on Monday at his funeral, I think was a testament to what Ollie was. We'll miss him. You know, we heard some brilliant stories about him over the last couple of days, and we will in the weeks and months ahead as well to celebrate Ollie's life. And it's just so sad that Ollie has passed, and, you know, he will be missed. And there's a lot of people out there, and I think Anita and the kids at his Ollie's kids, well, they're not kids, they've grown up now, but, you know, they were brilliant at the funeral, and I think they represented all things that was good about Ollie. And, you know, I just wish them all the support and happiness that they took from the last couple of days and Ollie's passing and the tributes, because he was one in a million. And, you know, when they made Ollie, they definitely did break the mold. But, you know, to his family, I do wish them all the support and, you know, all the love of Ollie in the future as well.
Yeah, well said, Joe. That's lovely words. And after a touching tribute to Ollie before their game last Friday, Harps, they went on to defeat Treaty 1-0 in what was a massive game. It was understandably an emotional night at Finn Park, but the players dealt with it well and came away with a vital win.
Yeah, and look, it was probably wasn't been one of the most fashionable games that they had all season at Finn Harps, but, you know, that spirit that Ollie had instilled in Finn Harps in his 9 years there, or at Fannett or at Galway, certainly came out on Friday night. And I think it was a touching tribute that Harps won 1-0 and held on to get the victory, because, you know, that was something that he would have done. And when you're talking to people, you don't realise Ollie got three promotions out of the first division. And, you know, hopefully this current Harps team and Kevin and the squad can match that and maybe use this as a motivation to push on now, because, you know, after Friday night's result, they're a point behind Treaty. Treaty play this weekend where they play UCD, and, you know, Harps have their game as well on the weekend, and we'll be hoping that they can push on and get that 3 points as well, and that, you know, that can be the springboard for them now to use in the next couple of weeks. And, you know, going to Longford, getting a couple of points in Longford, and hopefully William O'Connor and his UCD team can do us a favour by going to Treaty and taking 3 points off them. And, you know, that would be a brilliant way to cap off a testing week for everybody at the club.
It sure would. And as you say, it is another big chance to put more pressure on Treaty this week. Away to Longford Town, Bishopsgate tomorrow night. Longford are, you know, they're second from bottom, and maybe we're getting to the stage of the season where teams at the lower end of the table, they don't have as much to play for. They're out of the cup. This is a very winnable game, considering Harp season is very much alive and kicking.
Absolutely. But, you know, Longford's a dangerous place to go there. You know, they will test you. And, you know, at this stage, you would take a 1-0 again this week and going down there. And, you know, after all the exertions of the week at the club, I would certainly take a 1-0. And, you know, from now to the end of the season, if you were to offer us 1-0s every single week, you would take them. But, you know, it is a big game for Harps. And I would just be wary of Longford. But again, I think the team is in a really, really good place when you look at Harps at the minute. Three wins on the bounce and a draw before that, that builds confidence. And, without taking your eye off the game, because there's a couple of big games coming up with the cup game coming up as well for Harps. That's it. That's another big opportunity for Kevin and the lads there. So, you have Longford look after that this week, and then you're going into the cup quarter final in against Cork the following week then. And this could be a real springboard for Harps to push on between now and the end of the season.
There was some negativity around Fan Harps before the season started, and then Darren Murphy left and the results weren't great, to say the least. Kevin McHugh's come in, a few new signings have come in, injured players are back, some key injured players have come back in. Things have really turned around. How much credit does Kevin McHugh deserve for not only steadying the ship, but also turning it in a really positive direction heading into the latter stage of the season?
Yeah, and when you look at Oisin Cooney has moved on to Burnley this week, and you have the three young lads who Corey, Gavin, and Josh are off with Colin O'Brien getting ready. Hopefully, for the three of them will make the squad for the under-17 World Cup as well. And you see the Harps now are just a point off that playoff position. That's where Harps want to be. At the start of the season, I could never see them ever being in a position to knock Dundalk off that top of the table. So to get into the playoffs is where you want to be. And Kevin has done a good job. A couple of players have come and a couple of players have gone. But he has a nucleus of a team there now at the minute that is very, very solid in the last couple of weeks. One or two players coming in and out because of injury or different things like that. But in the last maybe 5, 6 weeks, the squad has been really, really settled, apart from those one or two injuries coming in and out. So it's very, very important that they continue to build on that. And getting back to Kevin, I think him and Tommy deserves great, great credit in relation to what they've done. They've built the squad, they have made the changes, and if people weren't fitting in, they have moved them on and they brought other people in. So, I think they deserve great, great credit, and the club deserves great credit to push on. Now, we do want to be in the playoffs, and we'll see then what happens, because your season then could take off in the space of maybe three or four big, big matches then that they could possibly be in a position to be in playoff finals or even get into that playoff then with the Premier Division team.
That FAI Cup quarterfinal against Cork City is next Friday at Finn Park. There'll be a big crowd at that game anyway, probably the biggest of the year. It would be fantastic to go into that game off the back of a win in Longford tomorrow night and really go after Cork.
Yeah, and I deliberately watched the Cork Waterford game last week just to get a real sense of where Cork are at. At times, Cork were really, really good. I thought they showed real potential, but at times then they were a little bit vulnerable, and that position that they're in the league doesn't lie either, where they're sitting in that league position, and that's a reason they're there, because they have been vulnerable. I know that they've only won a small number of matches, like they've only won four matches this season and they've got 10 draws. So, for me, that's important that Harps keep that to the front of their thinking at the minute, because there's nothing like winning matches. I know Harps in the First Division, Cork are in the Premier Division, they're playing different opposition, but winning is a habit, and you see over the last couple of weeks where Harps have held on when they have that winning feeling. So it's hard to beat that, and get a result this week. Anything's possible in the quarter final end of the cup.
Definitely some big games coming down the pipe. Obviously, the race for the playoffs, home cup quarter final next week against Cork. Joe, you've been in plenty of Finn Harps changing rooms. What will the mood be like in the changing room now with less than 10 games to go? A real opportunity to make this season something to remember.
Yeah, I think it's very evident that when you're there watching the boys warming up and you see them after the game, there is a real positive vibe around Finn Park there when you're getting to watch the matches. And what we do need is that hopefully a few people will be fit to travel for the Longford game, but for the cup game in particular, it'd be great to get a big raucous crowd there to make things uncomfortable for Cork. And for me, I think it's very, very important that the people in Donegal come out and support them for that cup match. The romance of the cup is something that's very, very special. It'd be great to see Harps get to a semi-final.
Kickoff tomorrow night at Bishop's Gate is at 7:45, and we'll have live updates here on Highland with Kevin Egan. Elsewhere in the First Division, league leaders Dundalk are away to Wexford. Bray Wanderers host Athlone Town. Kerry play Cove and Treaty, who are the team, of course, that Finn Harps are chasing down for that last playoff spot. They are at home to UCD. There are no games in the Premier Division tomorrow, but there is that rescheduled fixture between Shelburne and Galway taking place on Sunday. Now, Joe, we kind of touched on it a wee bit earlier, but I want to go back to young Oisin Cooney's move to English Premier League club Burnley. A great achievement for the youngster, but also great credit must go to the academy at Finn Harps and his local club Clonmany Shamrocks.
Absolutely, you know, Oisin came in at a very, very difficult time at the start of the season. You know, he showed what he was about. He's come to be a regular now with Tom Owen at the under-19s as well. So, you know, he maybe had a difficult last couple of weeks, but I think it's testament that Burnley have seen something in him. And, you know, Tom has kept him in and around the under-19 squads as well. So, you know, this is a young man with lots and lots of potential. And if he goes there with the right attitude, gets his head down, works really, really hard. You know, Burnley is a club that the Irish players have done quite well at over the last couple of years. And, you know, Josh Cullen is the captain of the club there. And it's a club that is not afraid to throw young players in. So it's a great, great opportunity for him. And, you know, I think everybody at Clonmany and Finn Harps deserve great credit for getting him this far, but I think him and his family deserve great credit as well for the amount of hours and time that they've put in travelling up and down the road for training and, you know, working away from the training ground and matches to get himself to this stage. So look, I do wish him all the best, and you know, I do think he could be what the next one to carry on a tradition of some very, very good goalkeepers coming out of Donegal.
And Sean Patton, also not long since he was on the books at Finn Harps, he signed for Reading from Derry City recently. That's another good move for a young Donegal man.
Oh, brilliant, yeah. And look, I was one of the ones I was looking at this season when Derry were buying all those players that I was hoping he might come back to Finn Park, because I feel if he was there, he would have scored a lot of goals. A young man that's had lots of potential over the last couple of years. And again, he's been in and around those international squads. Again, Reading's another club that has strong traditions with Irish players coming through the ranks there. When you think of the Hunts coming through there, and you know, Paul McShane has been there, John O'Shea has been in and around the place. So it's certainly some where the Irish players have done well, and I do wish Sean all the best. And you know, he has got something about him where he has developed his game over the last while, where his hold up play has been very, very good, but it's also his eye for goal and his ability to get in there and sneak an odd goal has been very, very much to the fore. And you know, I do wish him all the best. And you know, again, another young lad who has certainly worked really, really hard and made the most of his potential.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of young players coming through and making strides. The academy at Harps seems to be just producing some really, really good young talent recently. Corey Sheridan, Gavin McAteer and Josh Cullen all on international duty with the Irish under-17s this week. It's so good to see young players coming through the books at Finn Harps and mixing it at international level.
Yeah, and again, look at when you go back through it, because Kevin has maybe had some limitations and the club has been challenged in some ways, those opportunities have been afforded to those young lads. And from my own point of view, I think that's one of the ways that clubs in the League of Ireland need to go, because you look around the league, there's a lot of good young kids who've been picked up over the last couple of years, and you know, go back as far as our former international captain Shamie Coleman was a prime example. If you come through the league, you're getting a really, really good grounding and a good schooling in relation to what adult football and senior football is like. So if you can survive in the League of Ireland, then you know that does go a long way. And I think that's what clubs now are seeing in England, that players that come through in the league can go on and, you know, make a really, really bright future for themselves across the water.
Finally, Joe, the Republic of Ireland get their World Cup qualifying campaign up and running on Saturday against Hungary. How do you rate Heimir Hallgrimsson's team's chance of getting off to a winning start this weekend?
Look, I was just listening to the radio this morning, and you know, the last couple of campaigns, after the first two or three matches, we've been out of it. So it's really important against Hungary at the weekend that we get something out of that game. You know, Hungary are no mugs. They're a decent side. You look at through their list of players there, there's quite a lot of them playing in the Champions League or playing in the top leagues throughout Europe. So it's going to be a difficult one. But I think this group have come through. They've had one or two or three campaigns now where these lads have all amassed 20, 30, 40 caps, depending when you look at different members of the squad. So it's time for them now to go and get a couple of big results. We need a big result, and going to Armenia then during the week will be challenging. Armenia is a difficult place to go. Maybe people don't give Armenia the respect they give, but when you play at home and then have to travel away to Armenia, so over these two matches, it's important that we get something and make sure that we're still in this group and stay part of this group. Because when you look at October, then we're away to Portugal and at home to Armenia. You know, we need to make sure that we're in a good place, because going away to Portugal will not be easy. So, you know, you don't want to be in a negative position after three matches and the campaign over again. So it's very, very important that we get something against Hungary on Saturday. And then when we go to Armenia, to make sure that we come away from there with points as well. And, you know, it's a big ask for Hamer and the squad, but I think it's time that they really do step up and do that. And when you look at where the next World Cup campaign is, it's in Canada, Mexico and the USA. You know, I was very fortunate to be about to remember the last time we were in the United States for a World Cup, and wouldn't it be great to be booking our holidays and our flights to USA for the next campaign?
It sure would. Joe Boyle, thank you very much for talking to us, and we'll talk to you again soon. All right, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Good evening.